now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
More of the charts to bring you now on the Earshot 20. The top 10, to be exact. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. And as the fine electronic robot lady voice said at the beginning, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? What will they find, Brian?
She gets paid higher wages than we do.
Well, I'm not certain of that. I know a couple of those checks bounced.
Oh, geez.
She's kind of angry, so.
You should check it out. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. That's Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning, where it rightly belongs. The main feature of the site is the National Top 50, and it is brought to you by the fine staff and volunteers of the NCRA, and specifically the Earshot Project. And it comes out every single week. This week, we are counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, December 6, 2016. As Anthony mentioned, we're about to get into the top 10, but you can find the entire 50 every week at earshot-online.com. How is the top 50 calculated? You might be wondering. It is a combination of over 30 campus and community radio stations' own top 30 charts. This week, exactly 32 stations submitting. So go and check that out within your local community and all across Canada to find out what people are playing. And you can also find genre-specific charts, both specifically to those stations and nationally, for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, other features, and so much more. Once again, that is Earshot at earshot-online.com.
That's a lot of specifics. You said there's a lot of specific things there.
Yeah, there's lots of things in there. There's lots of details.
Specifically, the charts.
It's true.
It is true. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20. That's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. And we will do it by playing something from your latest release and giving you an interview. So please get in touch. Talk to us. I know that we're coming up on the end of our year. Coming up here on the Earshot 20, but in the new year, definitely some opportunities to do some outreach. I feel like a bad friend to all of our friends out there who would like to have some features, because we haven't really had an opportunity to do it just based on work schedules, and you were out and I've been out, and so we'll do better. I'll do better in the new
year. Clear sailing in 2017.
It's my New Year's resolution.
To do some interviews.
To do more interviews, yeah. to make 2017 a better than 2016 year for interviews on this show. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we should say this is episode number 217. One thing I want to mention quickly, because we do often talk about how there are genre-specific charts, and you should definitely go and check those out for more details if there's a specific type of genre that you're looking to find new music from. And that includes some things that aren't necessarily on our charts this week. We mentioned that Lausille was at number 14 last week, and it's at number 43 this week, and it's actually the number one most played electronic artist album of the week, as is some other folks in there as well. Lisa LeBlanc, who we heard in the first part of the program, is number one at Folk Roots and Blues release. And again, you can find all the details on electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk, roots, and blues at earshot-online.com. And I think that bears some heavy repetition, because there's some, you know, you can really dig a little extra deep within those parts of the website.
There you go. All right, let's get it started. We're going to obviously count up from number 10, and coming up in the program as well, Steven's going to be back with more music news, lots of big announcements to talk about in this hour of the program. Plus, Brian's got some debuts to talk about as well, and we'll get to all that after a set of three right now.
Well, it is nearly the holidays, so why not hear a track called Holidays by Royal Canoe. They've been on our charts for a little while now with a great new release called Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. It's at number 10 this week, down from number 7. In the middle there, The Killing Season by A Tribe Called Quest. Another new one into our show here for the first time at number 9, up from number 22 the week before. A new album called We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. And closing out their first set of three this hour at number 8, down 2 spots, the new self-titled release from Preoccupations. You're going to hear Stimulation.
All right, here's your number 10, Royal Canoe, and a song called Holidays. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Winter in America, never knew white Christmas. L7 squares, always making my shit. Spring is in the air and all the flowers are blooming. Powers that be want to devour the movement. Tears disappear when they fall in the summer rain. Lead it through the spike, but they call it entertainment. Running across stage is a drug. It's like the blood that we crumple the raw papers. Call it the Lord's name, cause we taking it in our veins like they feeding us intravenous. It's war and we fighting for inches and millimeters. Try to store the progress by killing off all the leaders. But we don't give them orders no more, they can't defeat us. This lack of justice got us disgusted, look at our faces. All this so hate, but I saw military training. The force flags flying at half mast this morning. Take a bow, this might be your last performance.
It's soldier.
The old lady saw us on the lawn with the Henny. Turned the pool party into the one from McKinney. Might have been racist like the waitresses up at Denny's. Swore we had 12 gauges, automatics, and semis. Now they wanna condemn me for my freedom of speech. Because I see things in black and white like Lisa and Screech. Presidents get impeached and others filling the throne. But veterans don't get the benefit of feeling at home. So maybe those projections out of silicone. Overdrove it again, injections made of silicone. I swear it's the killing season. Cause killing is still in season, yeah.
Louder than a 3-pound voice that's screaming match a boot. It must be killing season. On a menu, strange fruit. Who's used to feel the progress of this here very nation? Whose taste has grown bitter through justice expiration? These fruitful trees are rooted in bloody soil and dormant. Things haven't really changed in the dormant for the moment. Marks and scars we own it only makes for tougher skin. Helps us actualize the actual greatness held within. Been on the wrong team so much can't recognize a win. Seems like my only crime is having melanin. Connection to the sun so strong the relationship is lusted for. Cause it's meant to suffocate, I can't breathe no more. Settler scores sadly need an abacus to tally. Through all the peaks and valleys, yo, I recognize it sadly. Black soul bold enough, inner city cold enough. Watch me get all my goons, watch us get soldiered up.
It's soldier, soldier, soldier. 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 It's soldier, soldier, soldier.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Yeah.
That was Stimulation by Preoccupations from the album of the same name. That is Preoccupations at number 8, down 2 spots this week from Flemish Eye Records. At number 9, in the middle of that set, up from 22 and into our program for the first time, the new release by A Tribe Called Quest called We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. And kicking off that set at number 10, down 3 spots this week, Royal Canoe. Something got lost between here and the orbit. You heard Holidays.
Stephen is back on the line with us in this hour of the program, the second hour of the Earshot 20, locked and loaded with more great music news. And of course, all coming from exclaim.ca. Stephen, our first story is quite the announcement for fans of PJ Harvey.
Yes. Got some big, the theme of this hour will be tour announcements. First one coming from perhaps the biggest. This is PJ Harvey, UK legend and the musician who released her latest album, the Hope 6 Demolition Project, earlier this year. She earned a Grammy nod in the Best Alternative Music Album category. But win or lose, come the February 12th awards show, she will be bringing that album to North American audiences in the spring. PJ Harvey will embark on a tour that starts in Toronto on April 13th at Massey Hall. She'll follow that up with the only other Canadian date on April 15th at Montreal's Metropolis. From there, she will cover the United States over the course of a month, wrapping up the jaunt on May 12th in Los Angeles. As usual, I'm sure most of Canada will feel shortchanged by this, but, you know, PJ Harvey doesn't tour all that often, so this is a rare chance, one of those times where I say if you're a hardcore fan, might be time to hop on a plane or train and see if you can catch her sometime in April or early May.
And you never know. More Canadian dates could get added, but also congratulations to her for the Grammy nod that she recently got. Quite an achievement.
Very deserving.
Okay, so next story. Is it sad to say that I found out about this watching the Ellen DeGeneres show? I love the show, but this is how I found out about this next story.
That's very adorable. So you are, of course, talking about Mr. Justin Bieber, the most hated and beloved man in Canada. His current run of shows have proven to be an emotional roller coaster. There have been punch-ups, there have been emotional breakdowns, there have been total disasters, but it's not stopping the Canadian pop star from plotting a series of shows for 2017. The Biebs will take his album Purpose back out on the road for a North American run next summer. So far, 6 dates have been announced, including stops in Toronto. He announced the dates, like you said, during Ellen, but you can see both that announcement and the dates at exclaim.ca. Not a typical thing that we'd be talking about here on the Earshot show, but people really care. This story got a lot of looks, and you know, his shows have been nothing if not incredibly entertaining, if not for the reasons planned. So if you are interested, might want to take in a show. I'm considering it myself.
Are you?
A little bit. It would sort of as a social experiment. We sent a reviewer to one of his shows, and it sounded very fascinating. You know, this kind of thing, these kind of shows, they tap into something that in the zeitgeist, right? I mean, he's not one of the biggest recording artists on the planet for nothing. There's some magnetism to him, and you know, you tend to feel that, if not in his recordings, by being sort of in the presence of these performers at these shows. You know, to each their own, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of your thoughts of him and his music, it's good for him for continuing to do what he loves. I just feel like being in that environment would be deafening because there are lots of screams and things happening just because he's on stage. So it would be, you need really good earplugs, I think.
That's a good point, and that's something I actually, that's also fascinating. I don't know if I've ever been at one of those concerts that are so marketed to teens where, you know, where they scream and go crazy about it. Most of the shows I'm at, people nod approvingly, which isn't quite as fascinating or fun. So, right. But that's a good point.
Well, take some earplugs with you and enjoy it.
There you go.
And we'll keep the touring news rolling to round out the music news in this hour. And I am going to alert everyone right now. I have a pun coming. Thundercat will storm a few cities in Canada on a world tour in 2017.
Ooh.
Ooh. Huh?
That joke was electric. So Thundercat, of course, is a Flying Lotus compatriot, also an excellent musician in his own right. In 2015, he released an amazing EP called The Beyond / Where the Giants Roam. He's treated us to a bit of new material lately with a single called Bus in These Streets. Now the Bass Wizard is ready to embark on a full-fledged world tour in the new year. The jaunt will begin with a North American leg that kicks off in San Francisco, but Canadian fans needn't worry. Thundercat will head north of the U.S. border for shows in Vancouver on February 17th, Toronto on February 28th, and Montreal on March 1st. Following his remaining U.S. dates, the musician will head overseas through Israel, Turkey, and on through Europe. You can see the whole list of dates at exclaim.ca. Thundercat, really an amazing artist. Hopefully this means we have music to look forward to in 2017, because God, we need something to look forward to in 2017.
I couldn't agree more. Fun stuff. All right, there you have it. All that and more, exclaim.ca. And pick up a copy of the magazine each month all across the country. Stephen, a pleasure as always, and we'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. When you do pick up that issue of Exclaim, you will notice it is emblazoned with our Best of 2016 logo. We are, of course, knee-deep in the middle of our coverage of the year in music. It was quite a year, a lot to talk about. Of course, we've been unveiling our annual Best of the Year by Genre album lists. So far, we've done pop and rock, hip-hop, R&B and soul, dance and electronic, metal, and more. You can head to exclaim.ca and see some of those. So I decided to throw it back to an older album from midway through 2016. Certainly Earshot fans will remember Mitski's record called Puberty 2, released earlier this year. An amazing album, but maybe the best song from it is called Your Best American Girl. This is maybe one of the songs I played the most this year. It's got a very quiet and sort of ominous verse before it kicks into a very loud, distorted chorus. Really amazing. Gave me shivers the first time I heard it and still does every time. This is Mitski, Your Best American Girl, on Earshot Radio.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun. I'm not even
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Chance the Rapper, Justice, A Tribe Called Quest, and our best of 2016 year-end features, including Underrated Records, Solange, Beyonce, and Kendrick Lamar on Black Lives Matter, Kate Renata's Big Year, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Such comfort in it. Just won't do any good anymore. there into the dark. It pulls me one step closer. I try to give it shape to fit the things I know. These words have no place on my tongue. I gotta swallow them young, but they kick and they sweet. Oh,
if you know it well enough to know it's there,
it's the Earshot 20.
Diana in there at number six, down two spots this week. A big record for 2016 called Familiar Touch, and you heard a track called These Words. In the middle there, Fern, they have a new one out called Pause Clope Cool Coma, which is a combination of their debut album and a new EP that came out around the same time from Fixture Records, again at number seven, up from number 15. And as always, Stephen Karlik giving us one of his picks of the week, this one from one of his favorite records of 2016. It was the new one from Mitski. You heard Your Best American Girl, an album that was also on our charts a few weeks in 2016.
Yeah, he mentioned that. He said that listeners of the Earshot 20 would be familiar. And he was correct, if you've listened to the show back that far, but...
Yeah, for sure, and definitely I would highly recommend go and check out lots of Exclaim's 2016 year-end coverage. Some really great stuff on there. I definitely appreciate they break it out in genres a lot instead of just saying, oh, these are our 10 favorite albums. It's like,
it'd be so hard to do.
Yeah, it's
if you tried to funnel it down to just the best of 2016, because there are so many great genres, particularly all the genres and music that you hear on this program next to impossible. Although I know you and Tom, who's one of your other co-hosts that you cheat on me with every once in a while on another show, you guys do a best of, and you pick your favorite albums of the year. So I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, lots of people do that, you know, get just kind of lump it all in together. But Exclaim has some pretty genre-specific coverage usually throughout the year. So go and check it out and find out, you know, their favorite albums for hip-hop, electronic, jazz, all the different genres in there. For sure. Pretty much all the genres that we have represented on our show through Earshot.
So, Brian, the holidays are coming up. What's your favorite breakfast item. Has nothing
what?
To do with
what
holidays,
does that have
actually.
To do with
but what's your favorite? I'm going to tell you, I just saw a video on Facebook earlier that I want to, like, but what's your favorite breakfast
item? So, Anthony, it's December. What do you think of pickles? What kind of this weird segue was that?
I don't know. Well, normally the holidays, well, sometimes the holidays is a time when people get together and they have, like, breakfast. They have traditions that they do at breakfast. But I'm just wondering what your favorite breakfast item is.
Coffee. Does coffee count?
Coffee doesn't count. Food.
Coffee counts.
Okay, coffee. Anyway, this video that I just watched, I'm going to try this over the holidays because one of the things that we do as a family is we have breakfast together. And so I'm going to try this. It is a pancake taco. So you make pancakes and then you cook an egg sunny side up or over hard or over easy, and you put it in the pancake, and then you put bacon in it as well if you like a meat or a protein, and you just put syrup on it, and it's you eat it like a taco. No,
well, the show will be done in 2017 because Anthony unfortunately passed away over the holidays. I'll be looking for a new co-host. I'm temporarily going solo.
Yeah, Nardwar might do it, but anyway, there you go.
That sounds awful.
You and Nardwar do the
no shopping. No, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, okay.
The taco sounds awful. Okay. Oh, I would love to be on the air with Nardwar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of were today.
Thanks for the evaporators. Anyway, so there we go. The pancake taco. I'm going to give it a go. I'll let you know how it goes. Yeah. We've got a couple more tracks we're going to get to, number 4 and number 5. And then after that, we'll have the lowdown just before we get to the top 3. But first, there's this.
All right, we're going to kick it off with Tassio Mansi. They have a new one called Do Easy. We're going to hear the title track from them at number 5, up from number 17 and down one spot to 4, Monomyth, Happy Pop Family, and a track called Falling in Love.
Do easy for yourself. Make it easy in yourself.
You tried to tell me something that I didn't want to know. Tried to tell me something that I felt was pretty loaded. Oh, the only one.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Friday night, cause that still feels alright. And if time tried to put up a brick wall, we'd stand laughing as it falls. Take an early nap, chat with you in the bath. And if you're not home, I'll wait for your phone call. And you know that that's not all, because I'm falling in love with you again. Again and again and again and again, you know I'm falling in love with you again, with you again and again and again and again.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Falling in Love by Monomyth from their new release on Mint Records. Happy Pop Family dropping one spot this week to number 4. And Do Easy by Tassio Mansi from the album of the same name at 5, up from number 17.
All right, one more quick break from the charts. We're talking about it. We are going to do it now. It is a look at what is debuting below the top 20. Of course, our charts come from the national top 50, and we can't play the whole top 50. But we'd like to let you know what's debuting, because there is a chance that they could make it up into the top 20 and on the show. Brian's got it for you right now. It's the lowdown.
A very quick lowdown this week. Only 4 debuts this week below the top 20, but so much new music is creeping into our show this week that it kind of makes sense. At number 49 from Transistor 66 Records, it is the Catamounts with a new one called Saint Pneumatic. At number 47 from Grosse Boîte, it's Rites of Passage, a new release from Emile Bilodeau. At number 40, Eternally Even, is the new release from Jim James, who you know from My Morning Jacket. And our highest debut this week is at number 29, Blue Rodeo, with a new one called 1,000 Arms.
I just pictured you in a house coat and this little man in your pocket of your house coat, your morning jacket.
You took that very literally.
I did. Little Jim James in your house coat.
All right.
That should be the cover of his next album. Anyway, all right.
It should not.
We're going to do it. We're going to round out the program now with the top 3, the 3 most played albums that are charting across the nation this week from earshot-online.com, and we're kicking it off with number 3.
It's been in the top 3 for quite a while now. It is the new one from Tantigak, great new record called Retribution, dropping just one spot this week to the number 3 spot. Here's a track called Sulfur.
Halusa Nation, the human beings, the people, see the spiritual in the natural through sense and feeling. Everything is related. All the things of earth and in the sky have spirit. Everything is sacred. Confronted by the alien nation, the subjects and the citizens see the material religions through trauma and numb. Nothing is related. All the things of the earth and in the sky have energy to be exploited. Even themselves, mining their spirits into souls sold. Into nothing is sacred, not even their self. The Ally Nation, Alia Nation.
Ha ha ha!
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our number one most played release this week. The new album by a tribe called Red back at the top of our charts after falling within the charts in different positions over the multiple weeks. But it was at number one for 4 weeks from October 11th to November 1st. And the new one is called We Are the Hallucination. You heard Ally Nation and Talking Shapes in the middle there from Duchess Says, last week's number one, this week still high at number two from the new album Science Nouvelle. And dropping number three from number two, Tantigak from the album Retribution, you heard Sulfur.
There you go. That does it. Another week, another countdown complete, and only one more to bring you before the end of 2016. That'll be next week. This week's show, though, if you missed any part of it, you're going to get to go back and have a listen. And tell you about that in just a second, but it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com every week. It's record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, record first and broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m., and then we send out for syndication across the nation to more than 30 great campus community and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You can also grab it online, radioforall.net, or podcast the show through iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us, though. Thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for the final countdown of 2016. It'll be brought to you, and then we'll be back in the new year with the top 20 of 2016. Until next week, though, stick around because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.